Right now it is time to bring in our good friend Arjun Singh as we go around the world. Arjun is in Jaisalmer, India, and we here are in Sharon, Connecticut, and we say, good day, Arjun.
No, we don't.
Arjun, you have very low volume. We can't hear you at all. Let's try it again here. Try it again now, Arjun. Arjun?
Hello.
Okay,
there you go.
There we are.
Hello, Arjun.
Now we can hear you.
What's happening halfway around the world?
Well, the network speed, you know, everywhere, every time. I tried it on Skype. It shows the green light, but it's not working. And mobile, it shows all the bots, but not a good speed of the network. So the problem, I'm not sure, because of the cold weather, because it never happened. It's very cold outside, 67 degrees Fahrenheit. If I say cold, of course, not cold for you. But for us, it's cold outside there. So yesterday, even I was caught and got some fever there. So went to the doctor, saw a long queue there, everyone. Because whenever that there's a change in the weather here, the only thing is that the people who live in the temperature of 115 and 20 degrees Fahrenheit, they can't tolerate any kind of cold in the weather there. So quickly, everyone gets cold and then go to the doctor and get antibiotics and some vitamins and then some syrups and all those things. So kids were there, old people were there, young people were there. Everyone was on the line there. The doctors, really, they are so tired of, because from early morning to the late evening, the lines are in the hospitals because of the change of weather. It happens. And a couple of days before, we had like 10 minutes of raining here. So it's unusual. We wait for 4, 5, and 6 months for the monsoon. It never comes, but it can, I don't know from where. So 7 to 8 minutes raining, and it made the temperature more worse there. So it's very cold right now in Jaisalmer.
All right. And tell me again what the temperature is for very cold.
67 degrees Fahrenheit.
67. Okay. And right now I think we are having a warm spell at 23 degrees Fahrenheit.
That's the world. That's the reality. Because, but the people that are here, they, every time, because here the people went, and right now everyone is talking, oh, it's really cold. It's really cold because we know. We don't have that weather kind of predictions or weather reports. We don't have it on the TV or everywhere. You don't know what happens next day, what's going to happen tomorrow. So everyone is talking about that maybe it will be more cold tomorrow, and so they are getting prepared. And the other thing is that what is good or bad for all of us is that, and especially this time, we have wedding season. Because the people, they especially have the wedding season this time, is just because, I think, because of the food. Because if you prepare food, then it lasts long for many days. Like you can use it for a long time. So we have weddings last night. We went in a dinner for the wedding there, and me and Gilda, we came very early, like at 9, but Anita, she came late at night at about 1:30 with her brother. So he's sleeping right now because he got that cold. He was on a motorbike and he got cold that night. So suffering right now, and I think now it's her turn to go to the doctor. And so at night, it's really chilly. It's very cold for us, and especially it's the dinner and wedding time. So we have to go there. You can't keep yourself in the room there. And the other thing is that people here, they don't know much about the room heater. No, we don't know about the room heater. Sometimes if you really feel cold, you just go and buy blankets and all those things. No room heaters. People have no idea that they can use the room heaters. When I was in the Sharon there, and I was very safe because I had a room heater in my room there. But here it's not like that you go and buy, because people only think that you buy blankets and blankets, and then you use 2, 3, or 5 blankets, and then you can keep yourself warm. So room heater is not in fashion anymore here. In hotels, of course, but not in the houses here.
But, and are there tourists or no?
Well, we have some foreign tourists right now, no more domestic tourists, because the winter vacations are over. The kids are all over in India. The schools are open, so mostly the parents, they have gone back to their home places, and so no more domestic tourists. But yes, some foreigners are here, but not so, as because we have a lot of domestic tourists for the last couple of weeks. But it's okay. We have some foreign tourists here, but not so crowded right now. Now the only thing is that you can see the people gathering in each and every street here, the big processions, and it's all because of the wedding. We have special wedding time here this month, January. It's packed everywhere because we have our dinners in not in restaurants. It's not like whatever the house is in front of the street there or in some grounds there. So everywhere is packed and people are just making food in the open there and then they just serve it to their guests. So it's not like that the ready-made food you buy and then you serve it. Not. You have to just cook it and then you have to serve it. So sometimes, like last night when we were there, about 700 people were there for the dinner. And the ladies, as always, the separate, the ladies were eating separately and the gents, we were eating separately there. But the food was, I think, now it's a bit changed because we got some traditional food, but now I can see a bit kind of mixture of the food that you get in restaurants there. So we got something like a Punjabi type of food, which recently started in our traditional food. Otherwise, you get all the traditional food. But now the people are changing the menus and the menus, and you are getting some different kind of food. So we got some Punjabi food last night, and it was different in taste. So people are just experimenting with the dishes right now.
And how long does wedding season run? The idea of just knocking together food for 700 people. Seems quite a lot.
Oh yes, I think we have the festival called Holi, the Festival of Colors, which is in the month of March, around 15th to 16th. So just before the Holi, you have to do all those things. So January and February, these are the two big months for the wedding, and especially people do it in January because you want to do it first, and because you don't want to be at last. Sometimes the people want to do it. So just because of the competition, we have some families here, and they have some weddings there. So everyone tries to be the first because everyone wants to be to invite all the guests, and anything can happen. Like if sometimes you have, when the wedding season starts, you can't book, you can't get the people working for that. Sometimes you need electricity failures and a lot of problems you face while the wedding time. So you just want to do it first and to book like everyone in the, if you want to just go for it, for the tents, like for the chairs, for 700 people, you need a lot of utensils for the cooking and all those things. So if you don't book it in advance, then you don't get it. So everyone wants to be first. So I think the January, the first and second week of the January and the third week, I think it's going to be the special time when people would just go for the weddings and very busy times here in Jaisalmer. Now, not everyone is not looking for the tourists. Everyone is just checking the invitation cards. Okay, today I have to go there and tomorrow I have to go there. And because we go there and here now we have system, like when we go for the dinner, we have our envelope and we just keep some money inside it and then we just give them as a gift because people don't want you to go to the market and buy some gifts like some pen and paintings and those things because it's of no use for them. So better if you give some money. So we started like from 50 rupees, like $1, and then you can just give like sometimes 500, like $10 or more than if you are very rich and if they are very close to you and you love them, then you can give them like $100 or like that. So they give them gifts. But the new thing which I saw yesterday when we went for the dinner, I saw the people, they have envelopes and now they have their printed names on the envelope. So it can, I think, in this season. Otherwise, you just write your names on the envelope and then you give it. But last night I saw a couple of envelopes and their names were printed on that. So it's a new starting. And we just keep some money in that and then we give it to the father of the bride or the groom because he's going to spend money there. People give them money and he gets his money like that. So a man who's been just close to him with a packet, he collects all those envelopes and then they get money. And it's good for them because they can buy something for their wedding, all this.
And the money goes to the father of the bride or groom?
Well, it depends where you are going to eat. If it's a groom at home or it's the bride's at home, so it depends where you are going because it goes to the father of the bride or the groom where you are going. We have separate type of food dinner invitations, not at one. So once you get an invitation from the bride's father and once you get the invitation from the groom's father, so wherever you go, you give the envelope to the father. But it doesn't go to the boy or to the girl. It goes to the parents, especially to the parents. You don't give to the bride or to the groom, not to them, but to the father because he's spending money there. Because the kids are like who are going to be married, they are free. They have no any tension on where to get and where to buy and how to spend money. So it's not. They are just sitting in the chairs enjoying their party there. And so the parents, they always do that. So if some, for example, when I got married, the people, if they came to my, for my invitation, if they came there, they gave envelopes to my father. And I don't know how much money he got at that time and what did he do with that. Because it's not my business to just disturb him or to tell him or to ask him what happened, because he is the chief at that time. So all the money goes to the parents.
And one last question. Is there a usually is there a usually a long engagement, or because most of these weddings are they
arranged?
Right. Marriages are arranged. And I don't, you know, that concept to that concept to certain people is right up there with me saying to you it is 23 degrees and you saying it's 67, and both of us thinking, you know, me thinking that it's warmer than it's been and you thinking that that's just inconceivably cold. You know, so arranged marriage.
Yes, engagement, it's longer. It's always, I think, the average, if you ask me, the time of an engagement, average is 3 to 4 years. It's like that. And then sometimes... But it's not like that you got engaged today and you are just going to marry tonight. It's not like that. It takes time. The people, they just test everything. They test the home, they test the parents, they test the boy and girl. So it's just like a test period that goes for a long time. So average time is 3 to 4 years, and then you get... It's here in my town. I'm not just telling you about whole India. Here in my community, in my town here. So it's average time is 3 to 4 years, and then you get married. In my case, it was 8 years. And so, of course, right now, 3 to 4 years is the average time. And then, because when the kids, they are like 16 or 17, then they get engaged. And then when they are 22, 24, 23, they get married. So 3 to 4 years is the average time when they remain engaged within that time.
And what do you do about Girdar, for example? Like, will you arrange something for him, or are you going to...
He's free. He's, of course, free. But he wants... Yesterday he was telling me that first, what you have to do for me is that give me good education, and when I get a good qualification, then I want to go for a world tour, because I would like to learn a lot, because when I travel, I learn a lot. So first thing which I want to do, that to travel the whole world. I don't know, it's not easy to travel the whole world, but it is dream to travel a lot. So I think when he will travel a lot, he will learn a lot, and then he will think of his own. So I'm not in a hurry for that, for sure. Of course, when he's now 14, and when he will be 16 or 17, the people will come to me for the engagement, for sure. I'm ready for that. But I'm sure that it's his choice what he wants to do.
All right. This is a to be continued, because I will want to know, of course, what Anita will think of that. But
next week.
Next week. Thank you very much, and stay warm.
We'll speak to you next week, Arjun. Stay warm, all right, because we'll stay warm too.
Thank you, sir.
All right. That's Around the World with Arjun Singh. You can hear that, of course, every week at this time. And if you miss it, it's also on demand, robinhoodradio.com. Around the World with Arjun Singh.